Nolte, AP lies about identity of migrants charged with murder of 12-year-old. By John Nolte on June 21, 2024. The far-left Associated Press, AP, is lying about the identity of two migrants from Venezuela charged with the murder of a 12-year-old named Jocelyn Nungare. A lie of omission is still a lie, and this report is a brazen, partisan, shameless, and shameful lie of omission. I don't link fake news, and this is the fakiest news of all. Headline: Two men arrested in strangulation of 12-year-old Houston girl whose body was found in a creek. Two men. Two men who were seen on surveillance footage with a 12-year-old girl before her body was found in a Houston creek earlier this week were arrested Thursday in her death, reports the AP. Again with the two men. Johan Jose Rangel Martinez, 21, and Franklin Jose Pena Ramos, 26. Each face a charge of capital murder in the killing of Jocelyn Nungare, the fake AP report continues. The medical examiner has determined that her cause of death was strangulation. Police said that surveillance footage showed the men meeting up with Jocelyn before walking to a convenience store with her. The three then walked to the bridge together where Jocelyn was killed, police said, the AP informs its readers. It was not known yet if Jocelyn knew the men, who were roommates, police said. Roommates. That's it. That's all the AP wants you to know. That's all the AP wants everyone to know as its story is distributed throughout the country. Two guys, two roommates, one is 21, the other is 26. Nothing to see here. Why doesn't the AP want its readers to know everything about those charged with the horrific murder of a little girl? Specifically that they are from Venezuela part. We all know why. If these two men entered the country illegally under his fraudulency Joe Biden's watch, this falls hard on Biden and his psychotic decision to open the border to a third world emptying out its prisons and nuthouses. But if these two men were allowed in the country legally under Joe Biden's watch, if they were granted legal status, that's even worse. It would prove Biden's allowing anyone into the country. In his craven eagerness to forever alter the culture of our country and boost the population and electoral votes in Democrat-run states, there's no vetting. What could be more relevant about this story than the following? This didn't have to happen. More importantly, this should never have happened. There is no valid reason, especially in a country facing a housing shortage and brutal inflation, to import an unvetted glut from the third world. And there is no excuse for putting 12-year-old girls at risk by either refusing to vet or simply refusing to lock the back door of our southern border. Of course, we should be accepting immigrants, but only immigrants who have something to offer, who can contribute, and who want to embrace the American dream, which means working hard and following the rules. We should be using the promise of America to lure the best, brightest, and most decent. Instead, both legally and illegally, Joe Biden is flooding the country with too many people who have no desire to assimilate and only love our welfare programs and our little girls. You gotta love that the AP is this desperate to protect Joe Biden. It's a win-win for decent people. It reminds us that Biden needs protecting and further erodes whatever credibility the AP has left. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.